Kuvtzaites by the din hadacha bebeis hastara. I just want to speak out some more pratim in the din in the hadacha itself and iyun. And so it says over here that the din is that shishbi madiach, right? The shochrach starts off circle adiach beis hashechi or beis hastara mshalah b'mayim. Now beis hastara includes the ears, nose, mouth, pashtus under her breasts, between her legs, different areas where there's an opening and it's hidden. The Bach over here in Ois Aleph writes that says even though we use the lashon of kimteha, he says. It's pasha that beis kimteh doesn't go out from its pasha pshat. The ayri bekimotim the kreis of etachas a chazav shah guf kishi balas basa. It also includes any types of folds in the body if she's heavy and there's a fold in her skin. That's also called kimteh, and there's a din of hadach over there. Right, he says mashkaz v'chol beis sisareh kol beis hashechi v'tachas adadin. But kimteha includes also any other types of folds in the body. Now we have over here the Beis Yosef is bothered with the lashon of the Torah. The Torah says Torah used the lashon of Beis Hastarim and.
What was the
Kiddush? Yeah.
If those by a
Baal's
Pasar, I assume that.
I'm not here to say
Kiddushim. Yeah, what was it?
Oh,
isn't that just a regular basis term?
No,
those places
why
would
you assume that?
That's how she normally is. Those places are normally covered.
So what makes the basis star?
That they're normally covered. They're not.
So to me, it was a Kiddush.
Kola Bab. What's the right Lashon? Kola Bab. They never call
Where do you get that Lashon from? I'm about to get to it right now. No. From here. Right, you can find it before. I'm going to show you where it is.
Said it was a red one.
Okay, so that's what the Bach says. This is just we had a discussion over here, the Beis Yosef with the lashon of the Torah, and the Beis Yosef brings down that it should be with Mayim, right? And he says, "Upiyush Rashi Kimteh Beis Hashechi uBeis Hastarim." Kimteh is referring to the Beis Hashechi and the Beis Hastarim. And on that, the Beis Yosef said, "V'loshen Rabbeinu Ein Meduktik, the Naka Kimteh Beis Yisrael," which seems to be like two things, and it's really the same thing. The Taz says, "The Charet Zepela Taz and Sifkat and Alv," because all the Torah is doing is quoting the Lashon of the Brisa that the Gemara brings. It says, "Beis Kimteha, Beis Sisareha." So it's a tzmiya on the Beis Yosef that he saw Rava, but he didn't see the Meisvei afterwards. Right? That's what the Taz says. Darkei Moshe says that Avada is two different things, and therefore the Lashon of the Torah is correct. Sidei Taira, he also adds, Vesuka Shali says, Shari Af Lashon HaRashba Kenhu, Vizeh Lashon HaRashba, Lo'elim Yomai Radim Sech Beis Ishtei Ish HaFevetz Madicha Kimteo Beis Yisrael, Chenu Lashon Ramban. So again, so what you see over here is that the Rishonim made sure to write Beis Kimteo or Beis Hastara. And like the way the Taz and the other Mepharshim explain, the Nekud Zekesef, as the Teretz also, to what the two Lashonis are. Now, the Mechaber says over here, Tzricha la'adiach beis hashechi u'beis hastarim. Right? And it's beis hashechi, beis hastarim. Right? So we just spoke about kimteh, what about beis hashechi? So the Tosfos Yontif in Mikvah is Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, where over there it says beis hashechi. We saw this Mishnah last man. On that Mishnah he says, Bechinam Tanye. It was learned for no reason. Why do you have to say Beis Hashechi? He's quoting the Rash. The Rash says Beis Hashechi is included in Beis Hastarim. Under our arms, including Beis Hastarim. So why would you have to quote it? So then he quotes a Maram. It says, Maram Kosav, then no, we do need Beis Hashechi and we need Beis Hastarim. Why? He says, because if we would only learn Beis Hasdarim, Stoma, Hava Amina Davka Beis Hanekev or Beis Erva She'inoi Nira La'odlam Mipnei HaKovet. I would think that Beis Hasdarim means it's saucer, it's hidden. Davka Beis HaSesa, Beis HaNekev, where she uses it to urinate, or Beis HaErva, which is not near Lailam Pnei HaKovet. Ava Beis HaShechi Pa'amim Magbiya Zroya V'nira, something she raises her arm and people see under her arm. So maybe that's not considered Beis HaSdarim. Kamash Malan, that Beis HaShechi also. So let it say only Beis HaShechi. If we're only say Beis HaShechi, I would have thought Rab Lazar Leipala Yalei Beis HaShechi Mishum Dezimnim Niru Abisha Beis HaSdarim Moida Kamash Malan. So the Maram, he's quoting Maram, who's answering the Rashi's question, that there's a Chiddush in Beis HaShechi that I wouldn't know from Beis HaSdarim and Beis HaSdarim from Beis HaShechi. Which, l'chair, this is where you start to see a gedda to what we were mentioning, any types of folds or in the body and all that. In other words, the tzad maybe not would be the Beis HaSdarim. It means it's sasar, it's hidden. What would be the svar to it? I'm not sure. But the gedda I see over here is that even though it's Pam Magbiyas Raya Menira, still it's considered Beis HaSdarim. Still considered Beis HaSdarim. And I think that's the lashon also that we saw earlier, that the gedda to Beis HaSdarim as opposed to blua, when we've seen the Maravano and others. I think over there also, I think I just look back over there, but I think there were the shinings over there that blua is never megula, never megula. You can't see into it. You can't, or you never reach to it, right? As opposed to Beis HaSdarim is sometimes Megula, sometimes closed, or sometimes you even reach to it, that's like Megula.
Yeah. Okay. That's the exact question. Whether it's Asa Legalis or not.
Asa Legalis.
Never. I'm trying to find it right now inside, but that's the last recorded then. Asa Legalis, I have here, Rashak Makam Asa Legalis, the Fumim. Turkish is mine.
Fine. Okay, now the hadach. When we talk about avila hadiach, so how are you doing this hadach? How is she washing out the beis hashechi, beis hasdarim, the kintel? So the mechaber brings down b'mayim. It's coming off the rush in Nachas Mikvah, similar to Zayin. That the rush says with water, and the rush adds the mechamemais. The rush is talking about over there where yontiv was chal amatzei Shabbos. So then she does the chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Mekach nogas hanoshim ha'ina v'nizharis b'shabbos v'nit nidav shalavnei l'sazi b'dav shiova l'chatzitza. So what they do is mechamas kitan shomayim la'adiach beis hasdarim beis kimtel. They warm up water to wash the beis hasdarim beis kimtel. So it's with water and warm water. It should be warm water. It doesn't have to be very hot. It should be warm. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Ma'ari Koilon in Sherish Kufnun Tes, the Ma'arik, that's dafka water and not other mashkin. What would be the svar to mechalik between water and other mashkin? So that the Taz explained, because other mashkin may leave a stain and you're not going to see it, and meanwhile there's a stain over there in the Beis HaSdarim or the Beis Kimtel.
You mean to stay with
Moshe's? Yeah, obviously. Enough, that would be a problem, right? Right. Now, the Aruch Shulchan Taka in Sivdalet, he says, V'davka b'mayim v'le b'shari mashkim, t'pnei she'kol ha'mashkim levad mayim, yesh me'n lachluchis avav, has something thick to it, v'dveikos yizdavku b'beis kimteha, and it'll stick to the kimteha, v'tevi chatzitza, l'chein tzarech davka mayim, l'chein diktiku chazal loyma b'mayim. By the kimteha davka mayim, as opposed to the rest of the guf over there, is not as much of a worry. The Bach quotes this Marik, and the Bach says, he quotes this Marik, and then he says, Olfi ani zdaiti nira pashit, that's not the chiddush of the Torah, Shulchan Aruch. When they say b'mayim, they're not coming to teach us b'mayim lafuki shar mashkin. Right? It's coming like fuke kinuach. I would have thought that's enough to take a dry towel and just hadacha means to wipe it out. Just wipe it. No, use mayim. But is it dafka mayim and ashar mashkim? No. Could be other mashkim also. That's what the Bach wants to say. La'aniz daiti. But he ends off, he says, Kamakim le melani libi lahaka keneged harav b'makim iser kares, and that the Sidri Taira and his gimel at the end of the Sidri Taira, he quotes this Bach, and he quotes the Bach shle malo libi lahaka b'iser kares neged harav marikzal. Says but after the fin, he adds to the chiddush. Says and even according to that which I wrote earlier in Kuf Tzadiches, Sefkat Chav Gimel, that there's no din chatzitza midayraisen kmatim beisestarim, because you're not going to have roiv in beisestarim or kmatim. It's only going to be a deraisa if it's mistarif with other parts of the body to the roiv of the guf.
Those dinim are there.
Which one?
Like the Ritz Fetzer.
Yeah. No.
Like can you have a rave in the Mokum itself?
What?
The Storm is Zerbana.
Right. No, we're not going to Ritz, we're going right. But you won't have a Chatzitza Daraisa, because even if you learn Cyrus is a goof by itself, but your mouth is not a goof by itself, your ears are not a goof by itself. So the only way it'll be a Chatzitza Daraisa is if I have a Chatzitza in my mouth with the goof.
And that's
up for
debate at
this
point anyway.
That's what he says. All right.
So what are we saying the Bach means? Is it Karis?
So that we once saw, right?
A few times.
Right. In the Beis Yosef we saw a few times, right?
Two times in some, and one time in I think three.
So now you can add another one to the list. Okay, then we have over here the din. The next part of the halach here is v'lisoik sar. So halach l'mais, we talk a pasuk like the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but like b'shamashkin, like the Marik. Now, v'lisoik sar roisha. We'll see in Siftes if you did not do adach. We'll see over there what the din is. V'lisoik sar roisha yafu b'masreik shleitiyana sarisen nidbak is zubazu. A din of sar. Srika in the Sar. Now it's important in the Gemara that we've been learning that Minatayra, the one that's Tayvel, needs to be Ma'ayin in her hair. She has to be Ma'ayin in all her hair to see whether there's a knot which is Chaitzitz over there or not. And it's important in the Gemara, if she didn't do that, it's not going to be a good Tefillah. Now, according to most Rishonim, it seems that you do not need to be soirik. In order to make this din, you don't need to comb it out. It's enough that you're ironing it through feeling it or putting your fingers through the hair, moving it around, putting your finger through that it doesn't get caught in any knots. However, Ezra Ubeis Dina came along and they were chayshed that maybe you're not going to be ironing to a karoi. So they are misakin that I need to be Sirik the Cyrus before the tefillah. That's what it seems like from the Rishonim that was the say that far. Now, the lashon over here is Velisik Sar Roisha on her head. On her head. Says the Prisha, a nice Dalit, Lav Davka Sar Shabaroish, though it didn't come back him Sar. Not only the hair on the head do you have to be Sirik, but even the other areas of here, right? At the end of the piece, he ends off. He says, "Mizen nishma nami the b'shar gof afil b'makom sayres Ain't Sarah Hadoch of Hafifa, Shari Mokim Kimter Yeshba, Sarah Stachas Shahu. No, I'm sorry. What?
What
do you say? He says like this. He says, "Lav dav sar shabroish to din kol makim sar." I the lashon sar is just a fuke of the areas of the body which are smooth, cholak smooth. And he's medayikin in the base. He says, "V'chein da sar Rashba," as the Rabbeinu brings down in the name of the Rashba. Then he says, "V'chein kasav ram behediyav v'viyav beis yisuf miu lashon Rabbeinu." Shekotzav shtei pamim deleshay chafif al besar shabaroish lemashmachi. But the Mice of the Tor twice writes the yini chafif and the sar of the roish. Kach nira the dafka kama. Farker. Then in the Tor it's mashma, it's dafka. Vachi prusha. The loitim alocha vaysay b'mayim the kama of shmaya hainim shum sar shabagufay. Because the aruchim v'adukim zeleze. He says that, he says that he wants to learn that lemaisa in the Torah it's dafka sar shabaroish. It's dafka sar shabaroish. That needs to have srika. And then he wants to go a step further and say that even the din hadocha and chafifa b'makim Cyrus is that nishma naim the b'shar gufa filu b'makim Cyrus ain't tzar hadocha v'chafifa shayim makim kimtel yesh by Cyrus tachas ha-shechi v'chol makim kimtel yesh by Zeya v'zoma v'bay galu Cyrus v'yesh the daktik the davke v'hani mekoyim yisricha hadocha v'shar mekoyim z'filu b'makim sar ain't tzarach. So that's why he wants to come out that, at least according to the Torah, there's Davka Cyrus in the Roish, because they're Aruchim, Vadukim, and easy to tangle with each other and get knotted and dirty. That over there is a special din that you need to wash it and be, and comb it out. So you have Hadocha in all the Beis Star and Beis Kimteha. And that you have to hadacha, head you have to comb, but other areas of here which are not in Beis Hasdarim does not need any special chafif or any special hadacha. That's what he wants to say. Lamaisa, if we take a look at the Ramban in Perek Tes Ois Beis in the Halachas, he says that she should wash her hair v'chol makim sar shebegufa b'mayim chamin. So you wash your hair with mayim chamin. Umisareka zayson, or mifasfes zayson biyadel yofa yofa, kidei shetate sarisel im hoye ben keshe. So in the Ramban it's mashma that equally all the hair of the body either needs to be combed out or separated with your finger. That's a mashma. However, the Shach, when he's quoting the Minig, he ends off the Shach at the end of his house, says, Va'achshav nogu lisrek sar roishan b'masrek v'shar sar shabah mefasfes esoy sobe yedah yofi yofa. And that's l'maisa halacha, l'maisa, that's the Minig, that the sar shab roish, she comes out with a comb, and all other areas of here, she's mefasfesus b'yadeha, she just separates it with her finger. The question is, all other areas of here, that means mamsh, how about her eyelashes. Also, she has to start separating with her finger.
Arm, also, right,
same thing. So there's a Chuvis Shiva Sio in Simon Membeis. Well, over there he's talking about a case where there was a lady where where the doctors told her that she can't wash her eyes because it will be mazik for her. So the question was, so she wants to wash her whole body except for her eyes. The eyes, she'll be ma'ayin in a mirror, or she'll have another lady check her eyes that there's no lift by the eyes. And also, v'gam sh'letiyena saris risei ne'ah shomata dovek im saris risei, she'll make sure that her eyelashes are not dovek with each other. V'imtim says the lift lo yichol asil anagib im smart to dak. I have, she can remove it, she'll take a damp cloth and just wipe it off. That was the case over there. But in that tshuva, he writes that this kula that I was making for her, the daiti is a dava pashit. It's a dava pashit. V'layimah b'ayelah skamas reva paiskin that takanas Ezra was only a chafif as sar, meaning the sirus roisha, beis ha-shechi, beis ha-erva, ava misar risei anayim loy nizka b'paiskim. Right, even the paiskin, when they're quoting all the areas of here, they always talk about the beis ha-shechi, Beis Erva, but they don't quote the Risei Anayim, the eyelashes. Rakshin Nogol Achra Loch of Lashtatev Kol Aguf. It's a part of, it's included in the whole Guf. So by this lady with this Sakana, there's a Hezek that could come to her. So Vada Oikmina Adina, and she doesn't need to wash her eyes. It's enough with Iyun, like it's Mashman the Gemara in Bav Kama, that Meikra Adin's enough with Iyun for the Guf and all that. Eloi says, Shani Oima, even according to the Das of Rav Shmarya, the Shem Rashi, that the Din Chafif of Ezra was on the whole Guf. Right? Umash Masham, the Das Rashi, is out of Konis Ezra, Shate Ish Chafif is Kodim Tvila. Hakavan Ruba Chafif is Kola Guf, like Tosis brings down over there. He says, Right, on her back, on the back of her neck, where the most you can do is with mishmash yad. So over there, we tell you to wash it. That's why. But over here, in this case, they'll agree that you could be meikel. Meaning like this. What he's saying is that even according to Rabbeinu Shmarya, B'Shem Rashi, that there's a din chafiva on the kol guf. Avada, the gedder to that din chafiva kol guf is because of a gedder. It's mitam gedder. That since we're worried that you might not do a good ion, so that's where he ends off. He says, Hayoyt mizeh, that the ikat takanas Ezra is that she should be chafefes, at a chshash like the ayin hativ. And a part of the body will remain without eating, which you should just know. It makes sense. Because you do get the call here and there that a lady says, I know I did eating, and I left this part of the body for later, and I didn't end up doing it. So it does happen that they leave out one aver or one part. They planned on doing it, they didn't get to do it. But
so some point is that since there's only Mishim Geder,
or Me'ata, Kol Ze will be in Kailos B'Chol Chalkei Guf. Aval Im Ayish Chafef Zvechetz Kol Guf Rak Eiv Echa Manicha B'Li Rechitza V'Simeches Atzme Ali Iyun De'Eiv Azeh Lek Chashash Klal Loim A Pen Loi Ta'ayin Al Eiv Azeh Kol Atzerech. Kim She'en Ashetach Shal Eiv Echa Godlo Kol Kach to say that she left it without Iyun. On the Fizeh Gamla Das Rash V'Siyatoi. That the chafiv is an old guf and come back of moedim and needin didan, that she can leave one aver without chafifa and be semich on the in alone like the din d'oraisa. Okay, so we have over here. So we're talking about here the din of lisrik sa'roisha, which includes combing out the hair on the head, washing the other areas of hair. Be mefasis be a deha. That's the meaning to mefasis be a deha. That's where The Chochmas Adam speaks out first. Says v'ach kach terachatz b'chamin komak mokim ser shaba or berisei eneha. He speaks out berisei eneha. Should also wash the fast face b'yedel lahafred asiris and nidbakim and kasharim. Just rub it. At the end of the day, to answer that question, we use the Taz. Taz says that if she did a good chafifa, including her chafifa, was the iyun. So the chatchila of others, she should do iyun before she divorces. But if the lady calls and says she forgot to do iyun on that part of the body or her whole body, you ask her, did you do a good chafifa? Did you go over every part of your body when you were washing yourself well? She says, yeah, then that takes the place of iyun. You didn't see the Taz yet, right?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Ah. Did she have to, like, just wash her body well?
Right. She says she went over
like
it with a cloth.
Over everybody, like she washed
says
her body
she washed
well,
it
right.
with her hands or a cloth, whatever. She rubbed her body as she was going through, and then...
What so about then, the premise of Sar? Before. So the shachtel, you know, is the... supposed to be the diet, or if she washed it, she doesn't know if she...
What?
She didn't do pispisi damage, she just scrubbed.
See, but that's what I'm saying. When she goes over with the soap, that's pispus.
That's pispus. Also by bit.
By eyebrows and eyelashes.
Yeah.
What?
By the base hair.
It's erva, so then...
She just washed, let's say, with or without a sponge.
Yeah. So she washed around it, she...
I don't know if she's just eating.
I guess so. Guess you'll have to ask her if when she was washing, did she separate it?
She used a sponge.
Okay, it's been nagu to be in fast speed there. But etzem, it's saresha. Saresha will be ma'akev. She didn't comb it out with a comb.
Oh, really? Wouldn't be any more cautious that there could be a time?
What?
For Ian.
What?
For Ian.
She would be missing Ian then. If you don't use this for FIFA.
For what?
But she doesn't know if she was ma'akev. She wasn't ma'akev.
Right.
The
but she did. She combed it out after she washed it. Why?
Sarbisa erva.
The fast face is enough. She's with fast face.
For Ian. Saying, let's just use a sponge. That's
even for Ian, Aracha.
For Ian. You need to do Ian. Right. There also, huh?
So we're saying, included in the washing is the Ian.
Yeah, we're saying, you need to do his puss.
Even over there.
The fast face, yeah. When she's washing, she's with fast face.
Right. That's it. I'm saying that's just practice. Just uses like a sponge or something like that.
What is it? It's enough over there. The hair is not like close enough, like on the head, that you have to be mamish didactic on it. It's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch says after that. The Shulchan Aruch says, "B'chein tzricha yisha la'ayin ba'atzma u'bivsara u'baydekas kol gufa." What says la'ayin ba'atzma u'bivsara? Siddhitaira in Ois Hei says Halashim Gungan, Haino Atzma, Haino Basara. Like, what's the Chiddush over here? Void Kasha, what's Ubaidekis Kogufa? Right, it continues. Ubaidekis Kogufa is Samachal Tvilase. You just finished saying, La'ayim Atzma Ubasara, what's Ubaidekis? Haino Ian, Haino Badika. Should have written straight. Sricha isha la'ayin ba'atzma u'bibsara samachot v'ilosei. So he says, v'nirali the tzarech la'ayin sricha isha la'ayin ba'atzma b'sara u'baydekes. You have to read it. She needs to be ma'ayin ba'atzma b'sara u'baydekes kol gufa.
What's the ba'atzma then?
Ratzalayma. No.
I thought it was like she's preparing herself to go to the mikvah to be
tar. That's what he says. I know you. Ratzalayim she atzma ta'ayim b'bsara. Ratzalayim she ain't tzarech le'in chaverta. I don't need my friend to check it. But me myself, I can do it. I can do it myself. The avgav the sire tzri chafifim komogin ta'ayin nami mashatuchal. That's what it's saying. So you read it. Chenisha la'ayim b'atzma. You yourself can be mine. You don't need someone else to help you. Be ma'ayin in your basa, and check your whole guf. Right? No, I'm sorry. You changed it, right? Besaira, right? And check your whole guf. Samach tzvilas. That's what he wants to learn. What? The lechem simla in ois
It's more of an emotional thing.
What?
They tell all the women, you know, yeah, everything they're doing, and that's what
it's
they're still internally looking or something.
The lechem simla, you know, it's gimel. He quotes the Siddur Taira. Says Achmashi Gia the Tzarich Lein Ba'atzma B'Sayra appears that Shmir Shehi Ba'atzma Dayim B'Sayra and Tzarich Lein Chaverta Loi Nehira. Shehiya Mashmuusa Shetzvicha Davka Ba'atzma Lain Leitzisma Chaverta doesn't sound right. Avol Fia Niz Daiti Nira the Tzarich Leima Ba'atzma U'B'Sayra. V'ratzloim Shetayim B'Vsara U'B'Sayra. It's not referring to Rabasa. So it comes out, Ion is with your eyes, Bidika is with your hands. So La'ayim bivsara, the part of the basa that you could see. Bitivdei kol gufa is referring to the parts that you cannot see. Yeah? In Ois Dalit, he's bothered with a question that the
about like back, you can't really, spot where you can't reach, you can't see and you can't reach, so you have to make sure that you can touch that,
or look in a mirror. You have double mirrors, right? Yeah, in most of voice have double mirrors and you could see in the back.
What if you didn't do that? Do you rely on just seeing the water? If it's a woman who's at most some far away place and she was jumping in the ocean.
So I guess they'll fall into the Shiva Sea in there, a small spot that you didn't do a full Ian on.
No, but I thought that was because that we're not finished, you're going to forget about it. You're just can't even see.
Right.
On regular case, she did a full FIFA. She watched.
Why she can't reach there either?
She watched in the water.
Is that enough?
Now, I'm saying you're coming onto a hetter now. I'm saying he's asking the chatchila, right? That's not the chatchila that was serving on the taz.
Yeah.
He's asking the chatchila when you're doing the eel.
Take a long
sponge and. I never heard. You have to do. What are you saying in an island? You're not an island. What does she have to do? She has to eat.
Yeah, go to Walmart.
She has to eat a chaverta.
From that, what did you say?
Chasing
brings from that her husband couldn't know. They used to look at them and check them.
Right. Sarmi Kutsi, right.
That was the check for scabs, not.
What's the difference?
Afterwards.
It's
not
like I'm the chest, though, because she checked her.
No, but you could check, right? But you could check. I don't think that's it. Yeah, why? So why did you check? Oh, it's after.
What time is it?
Six ten?
Yoni, you know it's 6:10?
Yeah.
No, I rely on you for the time. I don't mind if you stay.
Yoni, I'd like you to stay. You'll be nice.
You're going to get insulted if you leave, you know? Okay, I thought we finished the fouls today. As long as the sif goes, long. I don't know. Yeah, so much. Wow.
We have it.
Okay. Oh, so over here, it's also interesting, Lashon says, okay, then it says, V'toch of kol gufa, V'tishtev b'mayim chamin, V'shas chafif as gufa v'sayra. Now, when we spoke about the Iyun and the Bedika, the Mechaber says, Samach l'tvilasa. Should be done Samach l'tvila. It talks about Chafifa. Doesn't say Samach l'tvilasa over here. Doesn't say Samach l'tvilasa. So the Pasha Teretz that the Lechem Zimla gives is because Ion is Min HaTorah. Ion always has to be Samach to the Tefillah. Chafifa, we're going to learn later on, Sivav and onwards, there are many times that Chafifa is not Samach to the Tefillah. The Tefillah is Matzi Shabbos, the Tefillah is Friday night, the Tefillah is after 2 days Yontif, after 3 days Yontif. It's not, the Chafifa is done earlier. It's not done Samach to the Tefillah. So that's why the Mechaber over there wrote Samach to the Tefillah by Iyun, because that always has to be Samach to the Tefillah. But the Din, Chafifa, is not always Samach to the Tefillah. Okay, now, what is this Din Chafifa of V'tachov Kol Gufa? What does that mean, V'tachov Kol Gufa? So the Shach says over here in his base, Haskam is Hapaiskim, the Takon is Ezra, Einay El B'Chafifa Sar, Al Shenogula Hachmir. Like we saw the Beis Yosef brought down Rishayim, there was Nogula Hachmir. It's a minig. The din tachof, the mechabes din of tachof kol gufa, is after he explained to us what's meikra din. Now he's telling us the vinagu, the minig, and that's the way. If you take a look at the Chachmas Adam, he says, uveshach av agav shekva nogul erchas gufam bechamin. Like the Beis Yosef says, we can efshe the daim of the mashe nogu leishu shivanikim al tipas kechadol. He wants to say that perhaps once it became a nogu, one of the Rishayim I quoted last chabura says the lashon of ichmir Ramban. Ramban says, it was Ramban. Hichmiru b'nois Yisrael al atzman to wash the whole guf. So the chayetz is daima to shivanikim. However, the chachmazad is ma'irer that from later on, from the shach himself and sifkat and yizayim b'shem the bach, it's mashma that it's also a tefillah if you didn't do this chafif is called guf. So you see that it's not the same as zaynikim. It's not the same as zaynikim. The Gra, look at the Gra. The Gra over here in Ois Dalet, at the end of Ois Dalet, says, "V'zesha kasa v'tachov kol gufa v'tishtay, or v'tchila kasa v'ledina tzricha isha la'ayin, v'achach kasa v'chumra v'tachov." It's very mana, the seder of the Shulchan Aruch. Tachov kol gufa, you're doing way before the Iyun, right? You're not doing that after the Iyun. So why is he first bringing down the Iyun and then the Tachov? Hagufa, because first he's bringing down the Mikra Din that one must do. Then he's bringing down the Vinahagu, which is Tachav Kagufa. Now, what's the reason for this Chumrah of washing the whole body? What's wrong? Just let me look over my body. Why do I have to wash it? So Taisus over there in Samach Vavon Beis says that we were Chayshish for those that hold it, the Tekanis Ezra was on the whole guf. And it's mashma from Taisus, from the flow of Taisus, that that's the reason for the minik. The chayshish for these shittas. And the Bach says, Ela da afal pikein tzricha lochu kam kol aguf, de nochein lahachmei karash, b'shem rashi, b'shem minik kol Yisrael. That the minik kol Yisrael is to be chayshish for those shittas. Right? To take a look at the Ber HaGoyla, Ois Dalet, Tor b'shem Rav Shmai b'shem Rashi b'chein kaz b'shem Av of Raj b'chein kaz v'taisvis v'machz Rabbeinu v'arash b'shem Rashi. He's quoting on this din of Tachav Kol Gufa. He's quoting Rabbeinu Shmaya. V'chosh v'Rabbeinu Shmaya. Taz also. Ois Beis lachav simla Ois Dalet. Agopane, and that's the Lashon Ramban that we said b'chein hechmiru b'nois Yisrael dav samach vavam Beis. So what happens if I didn't do the chafifa? Lemais, if I didn't do the chafifa, I didn't do any chafifa at all. So the Bach says. the Bach points out that in the Rosh says as follows. The Rosh says, without chafifa leos letzvila. But if you take a look at the Lashon and the Rosh's Lashon is, aval im lechifafa klal. You didn't do any chafifa. He says, but the Torah, when the Torah writes this, he says, aval im lechifafa kaidim tvila. He's leaving out a word of the Rashba. So he wants to say that the Rashba is talking about a case where you lechifa klal. I mean, I didn't do my body, but I didn't do my hair either. I didn't keep the takanas Ezra. So therefore, says the Rashba, leos letzvila. The Torah is talking about where you did your hair. You did a chafif on the hair, so you mekayim the takanas Ezra. You just didn't do a chafif on the rest of your body, so then it's also letzvila. Then it's also letzvila. Because of course the Torah would agree if you didn't do takanas Ezra's leos letzvila. But once I did the takanas Ezra, I just left out the body, the minig b'nei Yisrael. So for that we could say that it's also la tevila. The Sidrei Taira in Oizvav, he quotes the Shachas of Katan Beis, then which we just quoted about the Nagu, and then he says at the end, he says v'mtav leblei chafif asaguf kim sha'ayna heitiv also la tevila b'di evet. Can cause of a shach that commands of cutting it Zion, Chach Mazadim and Ois Gimel also. So therefore it comes out that if she did not do the Chafif as a Rosh, that's Ma'akiv. She didn't do a Chafif as a Guf, but she's Ma'ayin Hatev in her Guf, so then that'll be fine. B'di'evin. To do a chafifa in the Cyrus, we said you need to use mayim. Mayim, and we said, halacha mayis and not shamashke. I also mentioned from the Rosh, that he says, mechamemais, you should heat the water up. To wash your hair, you should heat up water. Which women have said that cold water tangles their hair. Hot water separates it, cleans it out, and makes it nice. Cold water causes it to get tangled and knotty. What about the rest of the guf? When I'm doing chafif on the rest of the guf, does it have to be with warm water or not? From Rashi, it's mashma. Rashi and Samach Vav on base is mashma over there. That's dafke here, but the rest of the body, it's enough cold water. However, the Shulchan Aruch says not like that. The Shulchan Aruch says shetachof v'tishtev kol gufa bechamin. And that's why it's been for in many other Rishonim that the minig was to wash with Mayim Chamin, the whole guf with Mayim Chamin. And the Sidrei Taira, that's what Sidrei Taira brings down in Ozayin, the Mayim Chamin, Chenkos Rambam B'Chidushav, it should be with hot water. Now, and this is the case. Sometimes if there's no hot water, a person doesn't have hot water or something like that, how far should they go to get hot water? So for the hair, it's definitely more important. They should have warm water for the hair at least. Even though we'll learn later that if she does use cold water for the hair and she sees that it got combed out well, it's fine. It's fine. Halacha Mais will be fine if she knows that it didn't get tangled or not. But the rest of the body is less of a daga. Rav Moshe talks about over there in that tshuva, chelik alasun tzarches, about the chafif of Beis Astar, which we spoke about a little. That's different over there. Even though in Simakuf Tzaytes, Siv Vav is mashman, that you need Mayim Chamin for Beis Astar. You do need. Rav Moshe talks about it, could be it's different, that you don't need Chamin by Beis Astar. But over there in Sivav, it says Chamin, but Tatiach with Chamin. It says to warm it up on Yantiv. Now, the the lashon of the mechaber's mashma that I need to do all the following things. I need to do iyun bedikas chol guf, and also lachfif kol gufa b'mayim chamin. And this is where the taz is bothered. Why do I need to go through this whole process? Why can't I just wash myself and that will be enough? Why can't I just wash myself and that will be enough? And that was what was bothering the taz. And the taz ends off as a dava pashit, that if she's ma'aynes or bedekas atzma shas hafifa, daya bekach, she doesn't need to do another bedika afterwards. That's where the taz ends off. The svara that the achronim use when they're quoting the taz is like ein lecha bedika gedayla mechafifa. When she's going over her body, washing her body and rubbing her body, there's no greater. She's rubbing it. And therefore they want to say that even if she didn't pay careful attention whether it's chatzitz or not, but as long as she knows that she washed her body well, that's enough according to the Taz. So the Taz quotes the Taz. He says va'af ha'mechaba kivan l'zeh. And so the Taz wants to say that it's not just the Taz, even the mechaba was mechavin for this. You need Ian Bidika Khafifa and Tirti Khailas is Ian Mabdika Bashas Khafifa. Right? If you want Taka to tie in the Khafifa, you clean yourself and make sure you rub yourself well enough that there's no chatzitzes.
Not like what the Akhana was saying.
Right. Sudita is mashman, not like that. Right. The Khachmas Adam and Ice Gimel. Says v'shas chafif is gufa v'sayra ta'ayin ba'atzma midaraisa. At the time the chafif is gufa v'sayra, you should be ma'ayin and gufa. Okay, the lechem is simla. Nice. Hey, no, we're gonna stop here. We will stop here. Yeah, where are you holding? You're holding it above, right?
We're